York Region will get started on a $94.15 million effort to widen Yonge Street in Newmarket as part of its capital works this year. Regional Council approved $377 million for the road system this year as part of its capital plan, with an update circulated in April. The region has plans for 92 projects in all, which includes starting to widen Yonge between Davis Drive and Green Lane from 4 to 6 lanes, including transit and high-occupancy vehicle lanes. The project is expected to carry on into 2026. Roads are widened to 6 lanes to accommodate growth, ease congestion and provide more travel options for all users, an April staff report said, adding that the HOV lanes would increase the total number of people moving through the corridor. The Yonge Street project was expected to start in 2022 but was delayed to this summer. It is being done in 2 phases, with the total project cost expected to be $94.15 million over multiple years. The first phase includes advanced construction work, such as retaining wall construction, water main and hydro relocation and temporary traffic signals. The high-occupancy vehicle lane would be reserved for transit, ambulances, taxis and private vehicles with more than one person. Other work from York Region in Newmarket this year includes rehabilitation on Leslie Street from Mullock Drive to Gorham Street, Yonge from St. John's Side Road to Sawmill Valley Drive, and some culvert repairs on Davis Drive and Mullock. There will also be a traffic signal modernization at Yonge and Joe Persichini Drive. The work all falls under the region's Public Works 10-year capital plan, which includes $3.9 billion toward adding capacity and asset management. Investments are focused on providing an efficient transportation network and enhancing the traveler experience for daily commuters, including those who use the region's transit services, Aurora Mayor Tom Marakas, who also serves as chair of the region's Public Works Transportation Services, said in a news release.